Track 13, and now we come to sport. And we'll start with rugby. Derby bonus rescues the All Whites from drop. The season's final league match saw Newton Abbott take the short trip to Tynmouth, with still a small chance of being relegated. As it turned out, they need not have worried, as a courageous performance by their young side earned a valuable bonus point in a 27-20 defeat. Tynmouth, on the other hand, had ensured survival some weeks earlier, but were determined to finish the season on a high note by completing the double over their nearest and dearest. And so the River Teen Derby is set to continue for another season, but Tynmouth's season is far from finished. Next week, they are off to Somerset to face Winscombe in round one of the Papa John's Shield, with the carrot of a final at Twickenham in May dangling tantalisingly in front of them. A talented sportsman from Tynmouth made his rugby debut in the under-19 Six Nations opening match against France. Ben Cohen played for 25 minutes at fly half and scored a conversion in the game, which took place at Castle Park in Doncaster on the 30th of March. The England under-19 men's side gives players the chance to develop their skills and get valuable experience playing at international level. Many players go on to represent their country at senior level. A keen sportsman, Cohen also plays cricket. And now we go on to football. Newton Abbott Spurs came from 2 goals down to beat Torwich 5-3 at the Rec on Saturday. It wasn't a good game for me. It was really frustrating, Spurs boss Mark Revel admitted. It's frustrating because we've played so well in the 3 previous games and showed lots of character, to then go down 2-0 down against a poor side. We were not a well-oiled machine, but that said, we showed character to come from 2-0 down to make it 3-2, get pegged back again and still score 2 more. We haven't got many older senior members of the squad anymore, so the squad has been reduced and pulled back so much that it is left to the lads to pull themselves out of a hole, which they did on Saturday. The omens for full weekend of South Devon Football League were clear to see after the first midweek fixture at South Brant was postponed on Thursday. 11 of the 24 fixtures were lost to the weather. Division 1 is so tight, it changes every time a ball is kicked. Ivybridge Town returned to the top following a 2-0 win over Buckland Athletics. In Division 3, Ashburton slipped up at South Brent for the second week in a row. A single strike from Jono Ellis was enough to keep Brent on course for promotion. There was a shock result at the top of Division 4. Chudley Athletic Reserves could have gone top with a win over South Brent Reserves, but it was the visitors who came away with the points. Kingstainton Athletic Reserves moved into fourth with a 2-0 home win against Newton Rovers. And finally on the football front, Jack Baxter was the man to salvage a point for Tynmouth in their 2-2 draw with Axminster Town on Saturday. Baxter squeezed home the equaliser 20 minutes from time. It was probably a fair result on reflection, admitted Tynmouth boss Liam Jones. I thought we were superb first half, but we missed a couple of chances and probably should have been more clinical. And now we come on to running. Trotters brave the storm. Storm Kathleen's conditions did not deter this weekend's Teignbridge Trotter racers. 2 trotters took on the notoriously difficult 22-mile JP's X to Axe race, named after local running legend John Perrott. The course follows the coast path from Exmouth to Seaton. Although hilly all the way, the section to Sidmouth is relatively runnable before becoming uncompromisingly brutal after Sidmouth. Throw in lots of mud and very strong winds and you have a sizeable challenge on your hands. Ewan Walton, 4 hours, 37 minutes and 10 seconds, came 75th, had a solid first half, managing to run continuously until beyond Sidmouth. Muscular failure crept in during the second half. Tim Singe, 5 hours, 5 minutes and 8 seconds, came 122nd and said, "Awesome views, spring flowers were on hand to boost morale as well as supportive marshals." Cheryl Dunn, Victoria Hayes and Claire Farah took place in the power run at Powderham Castle. It was an enjoyable run in muddy and breezy conditions. And that concludes the sport for this week.